Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Marang.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Two down, one to go. I'm having formatting problems here.
I'm like, we can do a radio show here, buddy? You want me to bring us back
in? Well, I'm trying to get some questions in for 10 Toes Down, and I'm having a formatting issue on whatever this document is that you guys created.
Oh, you mean the one that we've used for 4 years now that you can't use?
Yeah, dude, something's going on. It like won't. It's like pasting it in a different color.
It's pasting it from what you took it off of.
Oh,
no, it's not. It's pasting it in...
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, producing on the air, you need to go up to the top menu and change the text color.
Thank you. See?
And not
there
the
we go.
And not the highlight color.
There
and
we
I,
go. Thank
I
you.
I clicked the wrong button. Come
thank you. Two down, one to go. We'll have 10 Toes Down here in 15 minutes. Debut Seggy to go along with our free consultation on Tuesdays. Try and get you all involved a little bit more. We've had a great interaction day from all of you fans out there, whether it's 503-864-6326 or if it's the YouTube chat. It's been a really great day. I asked the question.
Now you did something weird here.
I did not do anything.
You did.
I pressed paste.
It won't even change now. You
well,
broke it.
It's because he's got it highlighted and you've got it highlighted, and there were weird spots on there before where the text color was
guess what?
Turned white. And
I just turned it off. I'm going to get out of it. I'm out of
what?
It on both computers.
Guess what happened?
What?
It fixed.
There you go.
It was you.
It was not me. It was not.
What does it look like for you right now?
You guys
Rust?
Can't both try to change the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, you can.
Mom and Dad, stop fighting.
3-0 versus 0-3 teams. We'll have a little fun with this. We'll start with the 0-3 because I think there's a lot of teams that deserve to be 0-3. The Saints, I know who you thought you were. The Giants, I know who you thought you were, but this Jackson Hart thing will be interesting. Maybe they're the one you can hang on. The Tennessee Titans, I know who you are. The Dolphins, I know who you are, which will lead me to the two teams for this, for sake of this experiment. The Houston Texans at 0-3. The New York Jets at 0-3. I know you hate Justin Fields.
I don't hate Justin Fields. He's just not good. He's just well, not good.
I mean, I
bet you Justin Fields is probably a good time.
I don't think you personally hate Justin Fields, but I know you hate him as a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's all I mean.
There's nothing redemptive there.
That's all I mean.
This is like trying to talk yourself into Spencer Rattler.
But I kind of like what Aaron Glenn's got going on in New York.
Sure.
Changing culture.
You know, Anthony Bourdain can probably cook really well. He probably can't make something.
Not anymore, he can't.
Well, I mean, I said he probably could.
Sorry.
Do you have faith in
with
an,
Kraft mac and cheese?
Do you have faith in an 0-3 Houston Texans team
yes.
to get it right?
Yes, because I again, from the coaching standpoint, I believe in D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah,
I think
you too.
The Texans defense firmly believe in that. The problem is their offense got taken out back and beaten to a bloody pulp, and only C.J. Stroud is left standing.
Yeah.
Their wide receiver core is just decimated.
I know, and this Nico Collins thing has got to get figured out.
I mean.
Who is it? Are they playing Tennessee this weekend? One of the DBs for Tennessee tried to pretend he didn't know who. Nico was. Yeah, Nico Collins.
You play for Tennessee. You can't do that.
No. Although I like it. I'm
Aaron Rodgers, he did an interview, I think it was this summer, where he mentioned, like, somebody asked him, like, what was his thing he used to do to guys to really piss him off.
Yeah.
He'd be like, turn around. Who are you? Like, let me see your name, because I have no idea who you are. If you're a top five quarterback of all time, you can do that to somebody. If you're on the Tennessee Titans, you can do that to no one. You can't pretend like, oh, I don't know who Nico Collins is. No, dude, you're not good enough to do that. No one on that team is good enough to do that. Stop that. Stop that right now. Stop that.
You can't do that.
You have to earn that right.
Flying over to 3-0 teams that you distrust in.
Mm.
I'm going to take the Bills off this at 3-0. I think we're all in there with the Bills. I think they are the only 3-0 team I will take off this list. Your other 3-0 teams, the Indianapolis Colts, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the San Francisco 49ers. 503-864-6326. As a 49er fan, you would think we'd be excited about being 3-0, but I am completely defeated this season. I feel so unenthusiastic about our injuries, I may not even watch the game this week. That is a fan meltdown. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Because they're probably, if the 49ers played the Colts right now, who wins that game with Mac Jones at quarterback? I have no idea.
I'm only taking one.
I'm going Daniel Jones in that case.
Look, I'm taking 1.5 teams off this list.
Okay.
The 49ers are the unequivocal one. They are 3-0. Who have they beaten? The Seahawks by 4. The Saints by 5, and the Cardinals by 1. Now, granted, we just talked about the Texans, 0-3, decimated by injury. 49ers are decimated by injury. But we also knew going into the season that the 49ers were going to be what? Decimated by injury, because that's what they are.
That's what they do.
Now, the Colts, they're the half team here. But they play in a division that is so terrible that a 3-0 start might have just wrapped the division up for them.
Yeah. Houston also was in a close game with the Rams team who looked bad. But they were in a very good game with the Bucs that they kind of poo-pooed away. Baker did Baker things.
Okay. The flip side of the 49ers is the Texans.
Yes.
They're 0-3. Their loss is a 14-9 loss to the Rams. There is a 20-19 loss to Baker and the Bucs. There is a 17-10 loss to the Jags. They have allowed 14, 19, and 17 points.
Yeah.
That's a good defense.
Yeah.
And that's 17 points to the, I'm sorry, 14 points to the Rams and 20 points to the Bucks. Those are two very good offenses.
If there is a 3-0 team that I shouldn't be concerned about, that I am concerned about, it's Philadelphia Eagles.
They've earned the right to be clunky and still win.
I agree, but they're playing a little bit with fire. And there are a couple teams that have played with fire against Baker Mayfield and have paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Philadelphia is better than all those teams that played with fire against Baker. I love Baker in this game, actually. I don't know what the spread is because I don't care because I don't gamble. But I really like Tampa in this game against Philly, because something about Philly, they're eking out games, and that's a culture thing. That's a winning thing. That's a Sirianni thing. That's a Jalen Hurts thing. That's just an overall talent, three guys deep at every position.
Philly
thing.
3.5.
But Philly's playing with food, and they're playing with fire. And again, to my point, the last few teams that have played with fire against Baker Mayfield have lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like.
But that's also, you can say the same thing about the Eagles.
Fair. Some teams played with their food and lost to Philly.
I mean, the Chiefs, Chris Jones. Chris Jones, you didn't have 100 yards, dog. Shut your...
Yeah, but KC didn't have them dead to rights.
No, but I'm
the
saying,
Rams had them dead to rights.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They make plays.
Agreed.
And this is... It's a tale as old as time. The winner gets to define history.
I know.
And you can... I'm not without questions as it pertains to Philadelphia. You know... It took, 9-10 weeks last year for me to believe in the Commanders, because they were, 5-0 or 5-1 in one-score games? That can always flip on its head. And the math says that it's going to for most teams. Like, if you have a season where you blow one score games, the math says that it's probably going to come back your way. It may not come back your way completely where you went 1-5 one year and 5-1 the next, but it's probably going to regress because there is a lot of luck in there. But we always say you can manufacture a lot of your own luck.
You can.
Baker is a quarterback that can manufacture luck.
And Hurts, Philadelphia just did it against the Rams.
When you've got players, you can manufacture that. That's why when I look at the 49ers, yeah, they have players, but they're all on the shelf.
Yeah, so they can't. Like I keep saying, I know more players on IR for San Francisco than I do that start the game.
Your luck manufacturers aren't playing. That's why I can't believe in the 49ers. Now, if you gave me a genie that could say that the 49ers are all going to be healthy, I'm changing my tune very quickly. Because if Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams
all play a season without injuries?
Yeah, they're an NFC title contender. There's no doubt about that because the talent is overwhelming. But they're not, so they can't be.
It'll be interesting to see who comes out of it. We have no 3-0 versus 3-0. We don't have a 3-0 versus 3-0. So maybe we can circle back.
Philly-Tampa.
Duh, I knew there was one. I knew there was one.
I was like, we just talked about that.
And so we'll circle back around. There's an 0-3 versus 0-3, Houston, Tennessee. So we can circle back around this and see how that turns out come Monday.
If Houston drops that game, then...
And Jets, Miami's
0-3. Dare I say, Houston, we have a problem?
Oh, if Houston drops this game...
Cooked.
Big time.
Congratulations, Colts. You have won the division.
If Houston drops this game, it becomes a D'Amico question. It becomes a C.J. Stroud question. It becomes all up and down that squad. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but Tennessee is not really firing on all cylinders right now from an administration standpoint. And they're, as I heard somebody say yesterday, how do you get the first pick overall in the draft? By being really bad. By being really bad. When we come back, we'll debut a new segment, 10 Toes Down. Last call for your questions, 503-864-6326 on the Fan text line. The Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly why it's not outside of Cleveland. The Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, brand new little Segi here, titled 10 Toes Down. This song rules, 10 Toes Down on that. Getting your questions in on that. We've got some in that we'll get to. Something where you unequivocally believe, and we will agree or disagree, but there's no wavering. No wavering.
Waffling.
I love waffles.
Wavering?
I love wafers, too.
Wavering? Waffling?
You were going wavering.
Wavering.
You said wafering.
I love wafers.
I think you crossed them up, kind of did a little.
It's like a good Kit Kat.
It's like, a good Kit Kat. Yeah. But it's like my my cafetine.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I now have my cafetine.
You're crazy, dude.
I feel infinitely better.
You should have chugged all those at once.
And this one's mostly full still.
Just blah, 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 down, crack, 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 glug, 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 glug.
I don't think I've ever seen like the skinny Red Bull type cans of the Monsters.
They're 12 ounces. They're instead of the 16.
Yeah.
It was cheaper for me to get this than it was the full can, cans.
I don't think I've seen them.
Energy drinks are so weird. It's like, here's a 24 ounce, a 16 ounce, a 12 ounce, an 8 ounce, a 7.6 ounce, and a 5.4 ounce.
Yeah. Like, okay. And guess what? Basically, they're all the same price.
All the same.
Yeah. And what the 5-ounce energy, Dusty used to take those before every show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, what, 2.5, 3 ounces?
Oh, it's like a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 1.5 ounce, maybe two. Yeah. It's a little mini booze bottle.
Yeah.
We'll start you off easy here. 10 toes down. The greatest cuisine on the planet comes from the Southern Hemisphere, and it's not even close. You guys aren't very 10 toes down on this.
No.
I'll give you a 10 toes down answer. You are wrong.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I was doing the line of demarcation in my head of like...
Because I don't get the Koreas, Vietnam, Japan, China, or Latin America.
You don't get Mexico.
You are out.
Yeah. You don't get España. You don't get Italia.
You are out.
Yeah, that's just false.
I mean, Brazilian food slaps.
So does Chilean food.
Well, yeah. You want to know how Brazilian food slaps? Just watch Bridesmaids.
There you go.
That's how it slaps.
Look away.
You don't get most sub-Saharan African cuisine.
Which can be pretty good.
Oh, bangers. You get some, like, Australia's food sucks.
You do get the Philippines.
Which, certainly good.
Do you get Thailand?
Philippines are south of the equator?
I believe so, if my geography is not failing me right now, which it might be. But I think just missing all of the eastern seaboard of the continent of Asia is pretty tough.
You get some of the Philippines.
Europe and Latin America.
Yeah, this is a hard no for me.
Yeah, this is a hard no for me as well.
I appreciate the stance being taken here, though.
I do like it. I'm curious.
Somebody really likes some Chilean sea bass.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting to.
I had Chilean sea bass at my rehearsal dinner for my wedding.
I mean, Chilean sea bass is a banger, but...
I looked at my wife, my beautiful wife, and she said to me... I said, which one of these should I get? She goes, shut up. You're getting the Chilean sea bass. And I was like, yeah, you know me. It is really good. It is really good.
It is really good. But
she's smart. I appreciate
this is a 10 toes down, but this is a hard no.
We'll dive into a little bit of sports here. 10 toes down. We need to allow athletes to smoke during competition. How amazing would it be to see Nikola Jokic at the free throw line with a dart hanging from his lips?
Well, there is the story that Steve Kerr tells about Tony Kukoc.
Yeah, ripping heaters in the locker room.
Ripping heaters in the locker room.
Didn't Vlade do this too?
Yeah, Vlade. I mean, the Eastern Bloc guys.
Because Vlade, he likes to party.
Dude, yeah. Vlade Divac is my guy.
I mean, then there's Dikembe, who wants the sex Mutombo. greatest line ever. If you've not seen it, Dan Le Batard asks Dikembe about this directly because it's one of those myth stories. He's like, is it true? And Dikembe does the finger wag. No, no, no. I never said this. And it's so great. But Steve Kerr brought the Tony Kukoc this pregame meal. He went out to dinner with him before a game, and he had like three courses that had a couple of heaters at the table. And then he said, I eat this, I smoke this, and then I go take huge crap, and then I go play. And I'm like, yeah, that's some Eastern Bloc Yugoslav love right there, man.
See, now I've never been any sort of world class athlete or anything. I know that's a shocker to everybody. My old bartending days at Old Chicago, we had a few of us, we put together an indoor soccer team and we'd go play. And basically, yeah, when we checked out, we'd go hang out the back door, smoke a cigarette and go check back in and go play.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think the larger part of this question is we need to allow players to do more things like they do in real life.
Oh, you mean like Michael Finley taking Luka Doncic's celebratory beer away like a child?
I still hate that.
God,
I think Michael Finley, let him have a beer.
I think as much as we love sports, I think if you let athletes who seem very distant from who we are as real human beings, you know, like me and LeBron James do not match in any way, shape,
or
form.
No, we are not the same species, and yet we are.
We are not. Me and Justin Herbert do not live in the same world, probably share very few in a Venn diagram. But if you get me Luka Doncic having a beer, if you get me... You know, Mark Sanchez ripping a heater on the sideline during a USC game.
Sebastian Janikowski used to kick with a dip in.
Like, I think if you make me feel like these guys are more normal human beings.
That might be the most on brand ever.
That's the closest we're getting to this.
Yeah.
Like, if you can go find the clip. He has a horseshoe and he tucks it in. The Raiders are wearing their white jerseys. And
he's got dribble on his
mouth. No. He has, you know, the remnants, the stain that you get on your finger when you've got a big wet chaw that you put in. And he just wipes it on his jersey like he just doesn't care. And then he goes in and boots a 60-yarder or 58-yarder like it's nothing. He pulls his helmet off. And he was a guy he never buttoned his chin strap because he had a chaw in. Like, that's the closest we get, because baseball players, even though they're not technically allowed to chew anymore, they still do. They still
do. For sure. I bet you Zins are huge in baseball.
You bet?
Yeah.
They're huge in radio.
When we come... You know what's hilarious is I'm not even one of those guys. I'm not. Mm. I've never had a Zin in my life.
You want to?
And I have no desire.
Yeah, I had a chew.
Zero desire.
I had a chew once, and I went zooming, and yeah, it did not go well for me.
I'm blaming this wholly on Travis Demers. He got me hooked on him. It's you, Trav. Yeah, I'm throwing you under the bus. You did this to me.
I've never liked smoking in public, but the two places I always smoked was in the dugout of our softball game and on the golf course. Hell yeah, brother.
I can't.
Smoking a cigarette in a co-ed softball league
is
one of the greatest times to ever have a cigarette of all time.
Look, I go golfing in solos all the time, and if I get paired up in a group with a dude who is older than 50, a cigar is getting lit.
100%.
Every single round. And I'm not a cigar guy, but I have not, like, I'll be, you know, I'll have my back to somebody and all of a sudden I'll just smell it. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I know where I'm at. I know where I'm home. And I'm not a cigar guy. And it's like, it feels right.
Does the FCC allow you to have segments sponsored by tobacco?
No, not anymore. I wish we could.
You'd be running at this thing.
Are you kidding me? I know who I'd be sponsored by.
On. Patrick would be the new Marlboro man.
Yeah.
I was more of a Camel guy.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I liked you for a reason.
When we come back, I got a couple more to get to here. It's 10 Toes Down. Carries on, but first we'll toss it to Russ with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, this is just what happens. Biggie comes on and you just start dancing. I was doing my commercial routine.
We were all head bobbing.
We were all
you,
doing it.
Patrick, me, even Dan. Dan's in here. He's doing it too.
Look, I do my thing usually damn near every segment. I get up and stretch or do push-ups, just keep my body from getting into a tight, just cuddled mass of humanity. And as I'm bending over to stretch, Biggie hits, and I just start popping up and swaying. It's just...
The only problem is I don't like the guy who made that beat. That's my only problem.
God, you're one of those, aren't you?
For that guy, I am, yes.
Come on.
For that guy, I am, yes.
Come on.
Dude, that guy is a bad man, and not in the cool way.
Come
bad.
On.
This is 10 Toes Down Part 2, as we take your thoughts and questions, things that we need to be unequivocal about. We did have a source correction. The question was the southeastern hemisphere, not the southern hemisphere.
Oh, okay.
Talking Thai, Indonesian, Filipino, Malaysian, Polynesian. I came back with I will take the northeastern, for I prefer Korean, Viet, and Japanese more than those. But I don't blame you. That's a great question.
Yeah, if we're going that way, give me the tie side.
That's a great question. Let's get into some sports here, Danny. I'll get you fired up on this one.
I'm going to have trouble being 10 toes down.
I don't know if this was intended for 10 toes down, but I'm going to steal it for it. Who do you think will be the Blazers' top three scorers this season, and who makes the biggest leap?
That one's pretty easy for me. Top scorer is going to be Denny. I firmly, firmly, firmly believe. Where it gets more muddled is who becomes the number two scorer. If I had to guess, if I was going to peg it, I would probably say Shaden, because he's the guy that's going to have probably the most opportunity with ball in his hand kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Drew's not a volume guy. Two's not a volume guy. Donovan's not a volume guy. And then I'd probably say Jeremy. My only
Grant's been doing it for a long time.
My only like hang up there is, you know, who eventually, if you're asking me maybe 10 toes down, who's going to start opening night, check back in a week.
Yeah. Wait.
Because
I have
two starting lineups in my head.
Yeah.
One of them is with Scoot or Shaden, whoever wins that job out. And one of them is with Jeremy, and it's all the veterans. And I just don't know exactly which way that's going to go.
Who's your biggest leap?
Biggest leap, it's not going to be a statistical one, I don't think, but I think it's going to be a leap in recognition. It's going to be Denny. I genuinely believe Denny could average 20 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. I genuinely believe that. He could be a fringe all-star.
I will take number one score, top three scorers in this order. I will take Avdija 1. I will take Shaden 2. And I will take Donovan Clingan 3, because I don't think Jeremy Grant's going to be here all year, but I think that's why, if he is, you're probably right with that. And the reason I take Donovan Clingan at number 3 is because I think he'll make the biggest jump. I think he'll become a player who is able to play 4 quarters and put it together with, learn from the foul mistakes, get some more attrition in him. I'm a Clingan guy this year. Shaden's my favorite player on the team.
That's spicy, because Donovan's offense is raw.
I know.
That's spicy.
You gotta get better. Okay. And you want 10 toes down, right?
Okay. No.
You want 10 toes?
I disagree, but I like it.
Yeah, I'm giving you 10 toes on that.
I like that.
Another sports one that I wanted to get to, because I think this could add some nice discourse, because this kind of goes for a lot of people in the sports world who has teams that are struggling in this. And what's funny is both of these teams in this game, you could argue, are struggling in this. 10 toes down, as a lifelong Duck fan, when should I start trusting them in games like Saturday?
My take on this is going to be jaded, because the team that I root for has won more than one handful of national titles. And that is kind of where it informs me of, like,
you want a handful of titles?
No. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Like, so for me, it's not about the regular season game. Because I think you can, for the most part, I think you can trust the Ducks to win regular season games.
I trust them going into Penn State to not look like fools.
To be blunt, I'm picking the Ducks to win.
Yeah.
Like, for everybody who's like, oh, you hate the Ducks, I'm picking them to win, guys.
I think, now, this might be a little bit, I don't want to say out of pocket, but it could be incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
These big games like this, where it is on regular rest and such, Dan Lanning has seemingly done well. The times where the Ducks have kind of flopped is when, and it goes against everything that you would ever anticipate.
The extended prep and rest.
Is the extended prep, having the extra week off. Mm-hmm. Like last year in the playoffs, you had
which Penn State
week.
Is going to have.
Right. Penn State's going to have it, but Oregon does not. Mm-hmm. And I think I've noticed that when Oregon is playing a big game and they don't have the extra rest, it's almost like they are better prepared and ready to go than when they do have the extra rest, because that's when there seems to be the letdown.
I think you brought up a good point, Danny, about when the game is a regular season game, because right now going into Penn State, I would feel comfortable as a Duck fan, and I am not a Duck fan. So maybe that's the difference, is that my emotions are not as at stake in these games as you fans have. But I could walk into, I think the Dan Lanning experiment has proved to me that I can walk in feeling comfortable about any game.
Yes.
The Ohio State game is a weird one. That's for sure in the playoff. And the Georgia one, I will never hang on him, because that's brand new walking in against a team that.
What about the UW games?
That probably beat everybody. I think those UW teams were better teams.
But here, when you were waxing poetic ahead of the Apple Cup, and when we were getting in all of our hatred jokes, one of the ones we didn't read on air was, how do you make duck pie? Well, you put it in a bowl and you beat it for 4 quarters. That has been the Ducks.
Ouch. Yeah.
Look, you can be mad at me, you're a USC guy, blah, 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 blah. You have failed in every single major game.
I think that in the beating
that's
for 4
not true.
Quarters,
that's
though,
not true. Florida State against Jameis Winston and Penn State in the Big Ten.
What happened?
Game last
what
week.
Happened in the next game?
But those are big games.
I'm talking about the ultimate game where you can go no further.
The Auburn game, the Auburn national title that they lost, was one of the worst natties I've ever watched in my life.
By the way, Michael Dyer still down.
Again, and I know
still down.
And I know Duck fans like to say, well,
still
Rose Bowl
down.
This or this that, or Oregon's better than you. I'm talking holistically Oregon. I've told Dirt this off air. I genuinely want Oregon to win a national title so that you can wash that away. Because once you win one and once you're stamped, there's nobody can take that. No one can see. You can't Clemson it. You can't Coug it. You can't do anything. You're stamped. It's Ryan Day at Ohio State. We sat there like, oh, God, Ryan Day. You know what Ryan Day can do? He can go on TV with a pierced nipple and tell you to kiss his ass.
Well, now he can.
Because he did it. And it's like, if the Ducks go out there.
Yeah, but I don't want to live in a world where you can only do it if you've won one. I think there's a thing about culture. As Oregon as a whole, I think you can have that kind of pit in your stomach going into games like this. Oregon under Dan Lanning, that pit is starting to soften, for me at least, as I rub my belly.
But here's the thing. You can talk about that and being successful, and you're right. But if you are considering yourself elite, you cannot be elite until you do it.
I think Ohio State was elite before winning the Natty last year, and they hadn't won one since Tressel. Okay. Or since Herb, excuse me.
Again, so you just went through two other coaches that have won national titles.
But huge gaps in between.
It doesn't matter. It's been 75 years of the Ducks not having any.
10 toes down, I think you can feel comfortable right now.
Yes. To get to the question, yes. Especially at this point. The reason I believe in the Ducks right now and what they are in this iteration of them, it's because of Lanning. I think he's one of the five best coaches in the country, hands down. You can make a very, very, very good case he's one of the three best coaches in the country.
That is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. Appreciate your customer appreciation, your fan listenership, your engagement, all the above. There are a couple on here that I have saved for next week, just in case. When we get back, we'll call it a day, and that'll be it for us. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers?
Which means it's time for the closing arguments.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do it for us. Adios!
See you later, bye.
Coming up,
you guys.
Coming up next, you'll get Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2. Then you'll get the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then we go to Seahawks football tonight. Pre-game coverage starts at 3, kicks at 5:15. You can hear right here on the Fan Sports Network where you'll catch every Seahawk game. That's a reminder to you. You can also catch all Ducks games here on 105.1 The Fan. Tomorrow on primetime, since you're missing it today, you will get Dan Lanning and Joey Harrington. So you Duck fans out there, get ready for that, as that should be good. I listened to Dusty on the Insider yesterday. Dude, he's so good at Ducks coverage.
Yeah, that's why he's a silent reporter.
He's so good at it. I don't need to like wax poetically my boss.
Dude knows ball.
He's really good at
it. It's always fun watching Duck games as they go to halftime and they do the TV interview. And you can see Dusty in the background like, come on. I've got to run with him to the tunnel. Let's go. Yeah. It's always funny because you if you're watching on TV, you will see Dusty like lurking in the background like 5 feet out like in frame but behind, because he's got to grab Dan as soon as he goes. And Dan's going to hit him with a jog.
Can you imagine my fat ass in Dusty's shoes? Like, oh God.
Little Flintstone legs trying to catch you.
right before Lanning stops the conversation for TV, like I gotta time it, though I start running so he can catch up to me. Because I think once I put the microphone in his face and he knows he's got to talk to me, Dan will hit the brakes a little bit.
See, but the thing
but
is,
if I gotta start with him, I'm cooked.
But you're gonna do that sprint and you're gonna get about halfway there, and all of a sudden you gotta go hands on the knees and go,
so Dan, the offensive line is really showing strength.
Like McAfee running to the pool. Yeah. The good news is, if you're at Oregon, you know the tunnel right there. You know, it's not a big steep one. It's not like Death Valley, where you've got that big right. ramp. Like the running joke is like, one of these days Dabo's gonna bite it. Dabo's gonna bite it running down that ramp.
I just got out of breath, like mimicking what I would do there.
Your VO2 level's a little low.
That's where I struggle.
That's tough.
I don't know if 10 Toes Down is a success or not. I'm a little fearful.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I got scared there for a minute.
Why? Because you had to actually stand on something?
No. I felt I was fine. It was during the commercial break.
Oh.
If anybody wants to, that was a time when you want to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about fired up 10 Toes Down.
That was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got me fired up for a second.
I don't think
you guys I get fired up on air. You have no idea.
I don't think I got you fired up. No. I kind of did.
You did. You poked.
I kind of did, but I wasn't poking though.
You poke.
That's the thing. No, I actually try not to poke.
You unintentionally poke.
No, maybe unintentionally.
It's just your natural setting.
Well, I'm trying to be more...
You're not porcupine, you're hedgehog. I'm pointy, but you're soft.
I'm trying to be more direct about thoughts and not wafer about things.
You don't want to be a soft, crunchy, or waffle, crunchy middle?
Or waffle about things.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. And I'm asking you why more. Trying to put you on.
No, I like that. I definitely want that.
I can't remember who said it the other day. God, I was talking to somebody the other day. Oh, it's a kind of a mentor of mine. We were talking about the why. And I'm trying to ask not just you, but just more people in my life. Why? Why do you think what you think? Well, no matter what it is. And he said there's a podcast out there he was going to send me. Dan, if you're listening, send it to me. From, I think I want to say it was a psychologist who... Basically, if you ask somebody why three times, you will get to the core of why they actually believe what they believe.
Oh, interesting. And like why that's set up for you.
So like if you're talking like if you think Justin Herbert's going to win the MVP, why? Well, he's on a good team. Well, why is the team good? Well, it's because they've got a good coach and their wide receivers are good and their offensive line when healthy is good. Okay, why? Well, they organizationally have a lot of structure. They've got a coach that is
you just
tried
peeling
to,
the onion
and
back.
Then you get when you finally get to the very end, Justin is you believe in Justin Herbert because of these things. Mm. And you, like once you do that enough times,
to where on the surface level you're just saying, well, because I think he's really good. Look what he did last week, and that's not, there's not a lot of substance there.
And when you peel it back and really get into it, then you get to like the actual meat of why you think what you think, whether it's sports, politics. Faith.
Waffles versus pancakes.
Waffles versus pancakes. I hate them both.
Why can't I time and place them? See, this is why I don't love 10 toes down. Because why can't, if I have to choose one, why can't it be time and place for both?
Or neither.
Because I like both.
Yeah.
Okay, 10 toes down. Waffles or pancakes. You gotta eat one.
I don't have to eat one.
That's the most Patrick Harris answer I've heard you say.
If I had to pick one, waffle.
Why?
Texture.
Me too. I love waffles.
Hard to burn a waffle.
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Can you throw it in the toaster a little longer?
I don't toaster waffle. The waffle machine, the press.
Oh, yeah.
The press
yeah,
you can
see,
burn. Anything you can put in a toaster until it gets charred.
I have a Millennium Falcon waffle maker at home.
Dope. I saw some Millennium Falcon. Do you say Falcon or Falcon?
Falcon.
Ooh, I say the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Do you say Vaz, too?
Vase
instead of vase.
In a vase?
Or aunt instead of aunt?
No, I say aunt and vase.
Yeah.
In a vase.
So why do you go Falcon?
Somebody
do you like speakers?
Somebody in the show says Millennium Falcon. Maybe it's really? Like the bad guys say Falcon.
Is it Lando?
No, Han says all. He says when he's trying to get Leia out of the base on Hoth and Empire Strikes Back, he goes, transport, this is Solo, better take off. I'll get her out in the Falcon.
Yeah, maybe he just screwed that one up.
All right, I'm going to have to go check it out.
You know what? I thought it was the Nazi-esque guy.
It's like Jean Duron.
Yeah.
His name is Jean Duron. If he says it, I'm following him.
Also, Bajon.
Bajon.
No, he corrected it again. Bijan like Dijon.
Dude, that guy needs a 10 toes down.
I was the other day listening in the car, and it was the Falcons home broadcast. Both the play-by-play Bijan. Guy and the color guy were saying Bajon.
So somebody got the pronunciation guide, and Bijan says everybody's called me Bijan since I've been Bijan. It's Bijan's fine. So there you go.
I don't understand.
How do you say Gonzaga?
Just like that.
No, say it.
Gonzaga.
Oh, there's a lot of gone in there.
Yeah, Gonzaga.
Okay.
I'm from there, dude. What do you want from me?
Gonzaga.
I think a lot of people like Gonzaga.
Yeah.
It's not Gonzaga.
Yeah. Because it was Gonzaga on ESPN for a long time.
A lot of people say Gonzaga. I was born and raised with Gonzaga.
Personal pet peeve of mine, too. Please
but
don't
Gonzaga
call
Gonzaga
them...
is the Zags. That's why they say
no,
Zaga.
No, but please don't call them the Zags. They are the Bulldogs.
They are the Bulldogs.
Mm.
I hate when people call them the Zags.
I mean, they have a hat that says Zags.
I know. I hate it. I hate it.
I hate Zers, so I get it.
Zers.
I hate the Zers too.
Lame.
All right, that'll do it for us.
If you call it Zaw, I'm going to come punch you in your face.
Ducks also Insider fair. Is next. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Football Friday. For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I do.
Bye.
as I rub my belly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.